சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 8 ஸ்லோகா 5. அந்த காலே ச மாமேவ ஸ்மரன் முக்த்வா கலேவரம் யஃ ப்ரயாதி சமத்பாவம் யாதி நாஸ்த்யத்ர சம்சயஹ. இன் த லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் வி சா Krishna answering to Arjuna's questions, Kim tad brahma, kim karma, kim adhyatmam, kim adhibhutam, adhidaivatam, kim adhiyagnam. For all these questions, we saw the answers also from Lord Krishna. Then, the seventh question is about prayana kala smaranam or anta kala smaranam. Lord Krishna said, whoever knows all these, the technical terms, Brahma, Karma, Adhidaivam, Adhibhutam, whoever knows, such a person attains me, Lord Krishna said. Whoever knows all these terms, they attain me. What do you mean by attaining Lord? Attainment means what? Attainment means knowing that Paramatman nature and my real nature are one and the same. No difference. Aham Jivatma Paramatma Eva. This is the teaching of Shastra. Aham Jivatma, the individual, non-separate from Paramatma. And Shastra tells, whoever recognizes in this manner, non-different from Paramatma, they are free from sorrow, they are free from mortality, they are free from misery. This is known as, this jnanam is called liberation. This jnanam is known as liberation, mokshahan, freedom. In Sanskrit, they call it as sadhyo mukti. Sadhyo Mukti or Jeevan Mukti. But this is not possible for all people. This is very, very difficult. There is another possibility. Lord Krishna taking a diversion. Lord Krishna expects everyone to get Jeevan Mukti. While living alive here itself, one has to attain Jeevan Mukti. If not, there is another alternate. Suppose, if anyone is not able to get that Jeevan Mukti, what is another Mukti? Krama Mukti. Krama Mukti means gradually one can attain God. One can merge with God. Again, merging with God means again understanding only. Understanding, recognizing, discovering the real nature. Krama Mukti. The entire 8th chapter is the topic of Krama Mukti. It is a topic for those people who are mandaha. Shastra says, those who cannot understand the highest nature, for mediocre people, mandaha, dull people, for them only Krama Mukti. What do you mean by Krama Mukti? Gradually they can attain Brahma Loka and get Jnanam. So before going to see this topic fully up to end, Krama Mukti topic, we have to understand Upasana topic. This is Madhyama Shatkam. Upasana is the sadhanam. So Upasanas are of two types. Upasana is of டூ டைப்ஸ், சகுண ஈஸ்வர உபாசனம். சகுண ஈஸ்வர உபாசனம் அண்ட் நிர்குண பிரம்ம ஜானம். சம் பீப்புள் கால் இட் ஆஸ் நிர்குண பிரம்ம உபாசனம் ஆல்சோ, பட் நிர்குண பிரம்ம ஜானம். ஸோ நிர்குண பிரம்ம ஜானேன முக்தி பவதி, நிர்குண பிரம்ம ஜானேன முக்தி பவதி. பை நிர்குண பிரம்ம ஜானம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? த நாலெட்ஜ் அபவுட் த எட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் லெஸ் எட்ரிபியூட்லெஸ் காட். நிர்குண மீன்ஸ் வாட்? எட்ரிபியூட்லெஸ் நிர்குண பிரம்மா, எட்ரிபியூட்லெஸ் பிரம்மன், ப்ராப்பர்ட்டிலெஸ் பிரம்மன். ஜானேன பை தட் நாலெட்ஜ் முக்தி பவதி, ஒன் கேன் பி லிபரேட்டட். சகுண ஈஸ்வர ஜானேன க்ரமமுக்தி, க்ரமமுக்தி சகுண ஈஸ்வர ஜானேன. ஹியர் திஸ் இஸ் வெரி வெரி சட்டில் டாபிக், வி ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். உபாசன ஃபஸ்ட், உபாசன இஸ் ஆஃப் டூ டைப்ஸ், சகாம உபாசன அண்ட் நிஷ்காம உபாசன. சகாம உபாசன, சகாம சகுண ஈஸ்வர உபாசன, நிஷ்காம சகுண ஈஸ்வர உபாசன. ஓகே, சகாம சகுண ஈஸ்வர உபாசன, நிஷ்காம சகுண ஈஸ்வர உபாசன. வாட் டு யூ மீன் பை சகாம சகுண ஈஸ்வர உபாசன? ஏ உபாசன ஆர் மெடிடேஷன் ப்ராக்டிஸ் டன் பை ஏ பர்சன் வித் எ மோட்டிவ் டு கெட் மெட்டீரியலிஸ்டிக் பெனிஃபிட்ஸ். ச காம டு கெட் சம் மெட்டீரியலிஸ்டிக் பெனிஃபிட்ஸ் வித் சச் எ மோட்டிவ் எ பர்சன் மெடிடேட் அப்பான் ராமா ஆர் கிருஷ்ணா ஆர் தேவி. இட் இஸ் கால்ட் சகாம சகுண ஈஸ்வர உபாசன. தென் நிஷ்காம சகுண ஈஸ்வர உபாசனா மீன்ஸ் வித்தவுட் எக்ஸ்பெக்டிங் எனி வேர்ல்ட்லி ரிசல்ட்ஸ், மெட்டீரியலிஸ்டிக் பெனிஃபிட்ஸ். நிஷ்காம வித்தவுட் எக்ஸ்பெக்டிங் எனி வேர்ல்ட்லி மெட்டீரியல் எஃபிமரல் டெம்பரரி பெனிஃபிட்ஸ் வித்தவுட் எக்ஸ்பெக்டிங் தெம். இஃப் ஐ மெடிடேட் அப்பான் லார்ட், இஃப் ஐ வர்ஷிப் த லார்ட், இட் இஸ் கால்ட் நிஷ்காம சகுண ஈஸ்வர உபாசனம். நிஷ்காம சகுண ஈஸ்வர உபாசனம். விச் ஒன் இஸ் பெட்டர் அமாங் திஸ் டூ? விச் ஒன் இஸ் பெட்டர்? லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் நிஷ்காம சகுண ஈஸ்வர உபாசனம் இஸ் சுப்பீரியர் தேன் சகாம சகுண ஈஸ்வர உபாசனம். நிஷ்காம சகுண ஈஸ்வர உபாசனம் இஸ் சுப்பீரியர் தேன் சகாம சகுண ஈஸ்வர உபாசனம். பட் எவ்ரி ஒன் ஸ்டார்ட் தேர் வர்ஷிப் பூஜா வித் சகாம. I want house, I want children, I want to get married, I want to get job, I want to get promotion, I want to get this, that and all. Sakama, Ishwara, Upasana, only everyone doing. Paramatma says, Krishna Paramatma, okay, so for some time you do. But slowly you convert your Sakama Upasana into Nishkama Upasana. Slowly you convert your Sakama Saguna Ishwara Upasana. Saguna Ishwara anna, a formed Lord. A Lord whom I worship have got a form. The deities, they have got a form. Pratima or Pratikam, Alambanam. Pratima means a form with legs, hands, everything. Pratika means a symbol. Shivalingam, Saligramam, like that symbol. Either Pratikam or Pratima, it is called Saguna Ishwara. In that Saguna Ishwara, Sakama Nishkama. So continuously doing sakama is not going to help you for spiritual upliftment. Therefore slowly come to nishkama upasanam. Do your puja, archana, abhishekam, but ask less for your family, your sake. Ask for moksha, ask for chitta shuddhi, ask for vairagyam, ask for viveka. That is called nishkama, without any expectation. You get benefit, definitely. both are saguna ishvara only. One is sakama inferior, nishkama is superior. Why? Slowly you will get moksha. In this nishkama upasana, when a person doing, suppose now sakama upasaka is inferior, he is out of our topic. Okay, now we are talking about a nishkama upasaka. Nishkama upasaka. This nishkama upasaka, when he is doing meditation every day, and slowly, Shastra says, slowly this person will get the quality, qualification, chitta shuddhi, jnana yogyata, and vairagyam, chitta ekagrata, all will come. Slowly he start attending Wednesday classes. Class 11:30 and he comes by 10:45 and sit and wait. It's nishkama upasaka. Because of his puja previous years, he gets interest in coming to the class. He continues his puja, nishkama upasaka. Because of that chitta shuddhi, slowly he comes to the class and study. Fortunately, he understands. Fortunately, he or she understands what is Brahman, what is Atma, what is my real nature, where from I am coming, where am I going, what is this creation, who is God, Paraprakriti, Aparaprakriti, Ore knowledge mayam. He gets knowledge because of his sukshma buddhi, ekagrata, commitment to Shastra, sincere, regular student studying Shastra with commitment. Such a person slowly gets Jivan Mukti. Jivan Mukti. Moksha. Liberation. Sadhya Mukti. But there are some people, even after doing Nishkama Upasana, they come to class but they cannot continue. Even they continue, they cannot understand. They cannot understand because sufficient upasana has not done by that person. So he has not done that, suppose. Not able to attend classes properly because of so many responsibilities, so many difficulties, so many problems, other things. Lack of grasping power, suppose. A nishkama upasaka. Either sometimes some nishkama upasakas won't get teacher. They won't get teacher. Either they get transfer or teacher will get transfer. There are some people, some ashrams, they transfer the swamijis also. They transfer like all other jobs, that swamijis also will get transfer. Or either this upasaka will get transfer. Somehow or other, they won't get that guru's teaching consistently. Either not coming to the class or not getting a guru, or after coming also not understanding. What about him? About that person only Lord Krishna talking. Such a person, a upasaka, nishkama upasaka, saguna ishvara nishkama upasaka, the one who does meditation upon the Lord, who doing puja, not able to understand Shastra, or not able to get the teacher who is teaching Vedanta, suppose, such a person, he can continue the Lord's name regularly, can continue his upasana. He can continue his upasana. And he can, until death, he has to do that upasana. At the time of death, he remembers me. He remembers me, and slowly he leaves this sthula shariram. He goes with sukshma shariram to Brahmaloka all the way. And he attains there mukti by studying 8th chapter. By studying Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads, he gets Jnanam. So Brahmaji will teach there, four-headed Brahmaji, 24 hours class without any gap. Because you also not having problems there. and you have a good nice time there, and you study there, you get mukti there. That is called krama mukti. Then problem, when he can go, when he remembers Lord at the time of death. That is a very crucial thing here. How to remember God at the time of death? What to do? How to remember the Lord at the time of death? So this chapter is not for all of you, okay? Krishna wrote for Sadhya Mukti, not Krama Mukti. Krishna is talking for those people, ye mandaha te anukampyante. Nirvisesham param brahma sakshatkartum anishwaraha. Anishwaraha means very weak-minded people. Those who are emotionally weak, they cannot have grasping power. They are called anishwaraha. Nirvisesham param brahma, that nirgunam brahma sakshatkartum, to realize, to recognize, to discover, they are not having capacity. Anishwaraha, for their sake only this chapter, you all listen only, okay? You all listen. But how to remember about that God? No, very difficult to remember at the time of death. Lord Krishna is giving clues how to remember the Lord for those people at the time of death. Okay? That's what he says here. Antakale cha mameva smaran. Antakale, at the time of death, mameva smaran. Mameva means Ishvara, Paramatma. Kalevaram muktva, having dropped the body. What is maranam? Maranam is nothing but a dissociation of gross body from subtle body. Maranam is equal to, death is equal to, death means dissociation of subtle body from the gross body is called death. Simple. Detachment. Okay. The coach, train, engine and bogie. The coach. A detachment. It cannot move. That engine drops this coach here. It goes and take another body. Another bogie. Another coach. Like that, Sukshma Shariram engine drops this body, Stula Sharira coach here. If he is a Sakama Upasaka, that engine, Sukshma Shariram, catch another body. It goes to Swarga Loka and enjoy some time and come back and attach to another body. If it is a Nishkama Upasaka engine, subtle body, it goes to Brahma Loka. Okay? How it goes to Brahma Loka? Because of Upasana. Yaha prayati saha madbhavam yati. After leaving the subtle body, and then detached from the subtle body, grass body is lying down here. Subtle body travels. Mama bhavam yati. He attains me. Attains me, as I said, going there and studying, getting moksha. Nasti atra samshayaha. There is no doubt regarding this, Arjuna. Never have doubt. Don't ask me, Swamini, how do you know he will go and study there? And Krishna Paramatma says, Shastra Pramanam is there. Therefore, we accept, respect Shastra Pramanam. Next shloka. Up to here, we saw in the last class. Shloka 6. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam. Tyajatyante kalevaram. Tam tamevaiti kaunteyam. Sada tadbhava bhavitah. Upasana is a very important, significant sadhana prescribed by our Shastra. Upasana means meditation, dhyanam. Saguna Ishvara Upasanam is very, very highly significant. Nishkama Upasanam is much more significant. through that person can attain Krama Mukti. Therefore, Lord Krishna has to talk about that in Bhagavad Gita. Even though whole Bhagavad Gita is a Jivan Mukti topic, but Bhagavan has to bring that topic which is there in Shastra. So therefore, he takes a chance here in this Madhyama Shatkam. Now, how to remember God at the time of death is the question. If you remember God at the time of death only, you can go to Brahmaloka. Going to Brahmaloka later, first how to remember God? For that, Lord Krishna says, you have to think about that Lord all the time. That Lord's name has to soak in your subconscious mind. Subconscious kulla pohanum adu. Why? What is the reason? That we will see here. He says, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam. Whatever form he remembers at the time of death, yam yam vapi bhavam smaran, whatever form, whatever object a person remembers, tyajatyante kalevaram, at the time of dropping the body. I said, sukshma sharira, sthula sharira, dissociation, only death. What is birth? You know. Sukshma sharira, sthula sharira, association is birth. Now we are all in what condition? We are associated with sthula and sukshma shariram, both are here. At the time of death, kalevaram tyajante smaran, by remembering they have to drop the body. Whatever form they remember, whatever thought comes in their mind, yam yam bhavam, whatever comes in their mind, tam eva eti, that bhavam means that form alone they get. Suppose I am a nishkama upasaka and I am remembering the Lord. What you have to remember at the time of death, not you, okay, some person, upasaka. What he has to remember, I am a upasaka, Rama upasaka, Rama is aparaprakriti, paraprakriti. Paraprakriti is a consciousness, aparaprakriti is a matter, but I am not able to claim myself I am aparaprakriti because I didn't go to the class properly. Therefore, he has to think about the paraprakriti. He knows some jnanam is there, but he is not able to claim here, nishtha varle, nishtha varle. And he has to remember that Lord. Suppose, instead of remembering Rama, he remembers something else, like Jadabharata. Nama Jadabharata Mahabharata, a very nice story is there, Jadabharata. Jadabharata is a great tapasvi. When he is doing tapas, one day he saw a deer, the pregnant deer. Daily he go to take bath there, in that river. And one day he saw that pregnant deer also drinking water. And one lion roar, after listening that lion's roar, this pregnant deer tried to jump that side. At that time when jumping, it delivers its baby, kutti deer, and died there. Then what this Mahabharata Muni has to do, Jadabharata, he has to take the deer and he brought to his hut and cottage and daily giving milk, take caring, you know? And that deer going every day for grass and coming, and is waiting, deer innu varle varle. The deer became dear to Jadabharata. And if it comes 5 minutes later, ayoyo, deer innu didn't come. Some tiger might have come and attacked. So like that he is thinking all the time. And that kutti deer became bigger, 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 and he developed so much attachment. And deer dhyanam, Bhagavad dhyanam he has forgotten. always thinking at subconscious level, dear, dear, what will happen if I die this for this dear, like that. At the time of death, he started thinking, dear. Next birth, what he became? Dear. Like that, whatever we think, so we become. Tam tam eva yeti inner. Subconscious level, whatever is there, at the time of death especially, two types of thoughts. Thoughts are always two types. Will-based thoughts, vasana-based thoughts. Will-based thoughts will come as long as you are healthy, hale and healthy. Will-based thoughts, this thought should come. No, you have some willpower. They will come. But at the time of death, vasana-based thoughts alone come to surface. Will is very feeble at the time of death. Because faculties all weaken, memory also weaken, intellect also weaken, already weak, become more weaker, weakest. That time what will happen, what are all subconscious mind you have registered already, that only come to surface. Because your will is very weak, vasanas are very powerful. Vasana-based thoughts will come to surface. What is vasana? Whatever every day you are looking at and you are seeing, you are thinking, whatever you are doing, they all have gone to subconscious level. At the subconscious level, whatever is there, at the time of death, when will is feeble, subconscious mind is active. When will is feeble, your subconscious mind is so powerful, come to surface, whatever is in subconscious, that only you remember. That only you can remember. Then what to do now? Remember God in such a way, it has to go into subconscious level. At the time of death also, this person cannot forget. Adada mel vandudu. That thought. That much one has to remember God at the time of death. Tam tam eva yeti, be careful and jolra. Even unconscious, when person is unconscious, people go and chant Narayana, Narayana, kadalo poi, they chant why, and the subconscious comes to surface. Even the person is unconscious, but still his subconscious mind is working. There. So that subconscious mind to work at the time of death, what is there in subconscious mind, who knows? You cannot know. That is why one Appaya Dikshitar and one Panditar. Appaya Dikshitar, he want to test what will come at the time of death. I want to know now. Then what he did, Appaya Dikshitar, it seems he asked his students, Sishyas, all of you come here. Then Sishyas came, now all of you be here, I am going to temporarily I am going to detach my body as though I am going to die. Okay? So, erukkum adho oru tree irukke. And the unmatta, oru temporarily person become mind off. Temporary. And the unmatta naayiduva konja neram. At that time he loses his consciousness. Body, mind, everything he forgets. At that time, after taking that milk, I will become unconscious. You all write down what I talk that time. What comes from my mouth. All of you note down. Then Sishyas are all ready to note down. Then Appaya Dikshitar, just he is on the deathbed. Like temporarily, and unmattan he became. Then he best stotram came from his mouth, Sivastotram. Appadi gada 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 Sivastotram came, and students wrote the stotram. Adha unmatta stotram ani peru adukku. It is available now also, unmatta stotram. When Appaya Dikshitar was in unmatta state, தட் சப்கான்ஷியஸ் மைண்ட்லேருந்து சிவ சாண்டிங்ஸ் சிவா க்ளோரிஃபிகேஷன் ஸ்துதி கேம் அவுட் தென் ஹீ கேம் பிகேம் நார்மல் தென் ஹீ ஆஸ்க்ட் திஸ் இஸ் வாட் கேம் ஃப்ரம் யுவர் சப்கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஹா பரவாயில்ல அட் த டைம் ஆஃப் டெத் டெஃபினெட்லி ஐ வில் சாண்ட் பகவான் சினிமன் அது மாதிரி எல்லோரும் பண்ண முடியாது இல்லையா ஸோ சப்கான்ஷியஸ் மைண்ட் இஸ் வெரி பவர்ஃபுல் தென் ஹவு டு ரிமெம்பர் காட் தம் தம் ஏவ ஏத்தி ஹே அர்ஜுனா சதா தத்பாவ பாவிதா வை தே ரிமெம்பர் தட் ஓன்லினா பிகாஸ் சதா ஆல் த டைம் தத்பாவ பாவிதா இஃப் தே ரிமெம்பர் இந்திரா சந்திரா வருணா தேவதாஸ் தே கோ டு தட் செலஸ்டியல் லோகாஸ் இஃப் தே ரிமெம்பர் பூனை வீட்டில் இருக்கிற பூனை தே கெட் அ பூனை அவதாரம் ஆர் பெட் டாக் ஆல் த டைம் டாக் டாக் டாக்னு டாக் தியானம் பண்ணிட்டான்னா தே பிகம் டாக் லைக் டியர் மாதிரி இஃப் தே வாட் எவர் தே ரிமெம்பர் தே பிகம் லைக் தேட் திஸ் இஸ் ட்ரூ யதா யதா உபாஸ்தே ததைவ பவதி அண்டே யத் யத் அண்டே வாட் எவர் யூ திங்க் தட்ஸ் வை யூ சே ஆல் த டைம் வாட்ச் யுவர் தாட்ஸ் வாட்ச் யுவர் தாட்ஸ் தே பிகம் யுவர் வேர்ட்ஸ் வாட்ச் யுவர் வேர்ட்ஸ் தே பிகம் யுவர் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் Watch your actions, they become your habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. Watch your character, it will become your destiny. So your thoughts will decide your destiny. Either Jeevan Muktiya, Krama Muktiya, Adho Gatiya, Urdhva Gatiya, Enna Gati and who decides in our thoughts. Therefore what? Sada tadbhava bhavitaha. Therefore, Rama is remembered by Tyagaraja all the time. Meerabai remembering Krishna all the time. Like that, tadbhava bhavitaha means Bhagavan thought. Tadbhava means Ishvara's thought. Bhavitaha means soaked. லைக் ஆவக்காய் ஊறுகாயில் அந்த உப்பு ஊறி 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 இருக்கு இல்லையா நம்ம மனசங்கிற அந்த பீஸுக்குள்ளே பகவான் நாமம் ஊறணும் சோக்கட் சேச்சுரேஷன் அர்த்தம் பாவிதா மீன்ஸ் சேச்சுரேட்டட் தத் மீன்ஸ் ஈஸ்வர ஈஸ்வர பாவ தத் பாவ மீன்ஸ் ஈஸ்வர சிந்த த மைண்ட் ஹேஸ் டு பி சேச்சுரேட்டட் வித் ஈஸ்வர சிந்தா We have all chinta, other than Ishvara chinta. Now you understand how Krama Mukti also difficult for people. Krama Mukti is much more difficult than Jeevan Mukti. Adha Krishna solla porar. Remembering God at the time of death is not so easy. You have to remembering all the time. Sada. Sada means what? While cooking also. While walking, while drinking, while talking. Every time you have to remember. Mudima? Very difficult. That's what he says. Next shloka. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu. Mamanu smara yudhyache. Mayarpita mano buddhihi. Mame vaishyasya samshayam. So your desire decides your thought. Yatha kamo bhavati. Whatever you desire you have, that only you do sankalpa. I want, I want, I want. Yatha kamo bhavati, tat kratur bhavati. Yat kratur bhavati, tat karma kurute. Whatever is your sankalpa, you do actions according to that. Yatha kamo bhavati, தத் கிரதுர் பவதி யத் கிரதுர் பவதி தத் கர்ம குருதே யத் கர்ம குருதே வாட் எவர் ஆக்ஷன் யூ டூ தத் அபிசம்பத்யதே யூ கெட் இட் தேர் ஃபோர் யூ வாண்ட் டு கெட் சம்திங் ஃபஸ்ட் யூ ஹாவ் டு டிசைர் யதா காமோ பவதி தத் கிரதுர் பவதி யத் கிரதுர் பவதி தத் கர்ம குருதே யத் கர்ம குருதே தத் அபிசம்பத்யதே You want to get moksha, I want to get moksha prapti, you have to desire moksha first. If desire is not there, kratvu is not there, karma is not there, abhisampadyate also not there. What we desire? Moksha anna shanti, nimmadi. Nimmadi mokshanlo da irukken namak theriyanume first. Nimmadi venu swamini na. Ari nimmadi anna shanti, shanti anna mokshanu shastra says. Appa enna venu? Moksham venu. Nimmadi anna shanti, shanti anna moksham. Appa moksham da venu. Edukaha na nimmadikaha na. புரியுறதோ? நமக்கு மோக்ஷம் வேண்டாம் சுவாமி, நிம்மதி வேணும் அண்ணா. ஏய், மோக்ஷந்தான் நிம்மதி, நிம்மதி தான் மோக்ஷம். மோக்ஷம் வேறே, நிம்மதி வேறே இல்லை. புரிஞ்சுக்கோங்கோ. புரியுறதா? எனக்கா மோக்ஷம் என்ன போகிற போகிறது? மனசு நிம்மதியாக இருந்தால் போதும் அண்ணா. மனசு நிம்மதியே கிடையாது. மோக்ஷம் வந்தால் தான் மனசுக்கு நிம்மதி. இதுதான் சீக்ரெட் லாஜிக்கு. ஓகே, நவ் அர்ஜுனா மே ஆஸ்க் சதா தத்பாவ பாவித்தான்னு. சி, எ பர்சன் இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் இன்வால்விங் ஃபார் சர்வைவல், ஒர்க்கிங், ஏர்னிங் மணி, டேக்கிங் கேர் ஆஃப் ஃபேமிலி, சில்ட்ரன், சோ மெனி டியூட்டிஸ் ஆர் தேர். ஐ ஹாவ் டு திங்க் ஆஃப் மை சன், டாட்டர், ஸ்கூல் ஃபீஸு, சீட்டு, எல்லாமே. எவ்ரி இயர் ஐ ஹாவ் டு நோ ஒர்க் ஃபார் தெம். எவ்ரி இயர், நாட் ஒன் இயர். Every year new books, new uniform, new, again everything, new things I have to, every year. இதெல்லாம் விட்டுட்டு ராம 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 கிருஷ்ண 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 முடியுமா என்ன? முடியாத காரியமெல்லாம் கிருஷ்ணர் சொல்கிறாரே என்ன. இன் வாட் எவர் ப்ரொஃபஷன் வி ஆர் தேர், ஃபஸ்ட்டு வாட்டர் வருதா இல்லையா பார்த்துக்கணும், சிலிண்டர் இருக்கா இல்லையா ஃபுல்லாக பார்த்துக்கணும், மில்க் அவைலபிள் ஆர் நாட், ஆல் த டைம் யூ ஹேவ் டு திங்க் ஸோ மெனி திங்ஸ். Where is the remembering God? Rama, 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 Krishna, Krishna. Krishna knows. We always try to escape in this manner. We always try to escape in this manner. Bhagavan says, Arjuna, remember me and do fighting also. Remembering me, it's very difficult, you are telling, no? Do your duty, as you are doing your duty, at that time also you remember me enough. You need not sit separately, morning and evening. People complain, no, no time, no time. Why? I am busy. I am not chanting Bhagavan's name, I am not doing puja, no time. Bhagavan says, if you don't have no time also, doesn't matter. When you are working, at that time you remember me. How can I remember you? And whatever you are doing, you do mat samarpanam pannu enakku. Offer to me, that itself is a type of remembering me. Yudhyacha, Arjuna's duty. Arjuna, take it as advantage now. Bhagavan said what? Remember God all the time. When Arjuna can say, you asked me to remember you all the time, therefore now I want to leave this bow and arrow. I want to remember you. Bhagavan also smart. Arjuna is smart. Bhagavan is smarter. You cannot leave your bow and arrow. Come on, take up bow and arrow. Yudhyacha. How? You fight. சர்வேஷு காலேஷு மாம் அனுஸ்மர யுத்தியஜான. யூ ஃபைட் பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் யுவர் டியூட்டி, ஸ்வதர்ம. ஹியர் யுத்த இண்டிகேட்ஸ் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் ஸ்வதர்ம அனுஷ்டானம் சதா. என்ன தஸ்மாத் சர்வேஷு காலேஷு, ஆல் த டைம். சர்வேஷு காலேஷு மீன்ஸ் ஆல் த டைம். ஆல் த டைம் மீன்ஸ் 360 டேஸ், 12 months, 30 days, 7 days, every week, no? Every day, every hour, every minute, every second, you have to remember. Sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara, by remembering me, and do your duty. Do your duty and remember me. It is possible. How is it possible? It is possible. Because you take some examples, just a musician, first before singing he puts what? Tambura. But electronic tambura, no? Start out. And the electronic tambura he keeps. That sapasa that comes. when that Sruti is coming, he is changing the different ragas and different alapana. He does a lot of raga alapana, kalpana swaram, so many things he does. As he or she is singing kalpana swaram, alapana, tanam, kirtana, as ragas are changing, he remembers one thing at his subconscious level. Behind there, because of remembering which, the whole raga alapana is going on. What is that? Shruti. If he is not remembering, suppose that Shruti, Tambura Shruti, what will happen, you know? Saikka mudiyad, kekkave mudiyad music. Ragas, no? Apashruti vandudu. As he is changing the ragas, swaras, some swaras, there are six swarams, some of them are only seven swaras are there, he has to change immediately. Next change, different raga he sings. But at the same time he remembers Shruti. How he remembers? Because it is natural for him. As he is remembering that Shruti, only he is doing that singing and all, going on. Yes? Adhe madhe. Another example, our good old example, when you are traveling to Delhi or Bombay, when you are traveling, so intermediate stations, many stations come. And you get down there and you buy so many books or something, what you want. And whatever you like to eat, food also, you buy there. And special halwa available, and halwa you buy. Or some type of fruit, angeda, kadikwana, you want to buy that because you want to give also. As you get down and as you are buying and you are taking change, everything, you remember where to go and your train is there. Are you remembering or not? How you are remembering? In spite of transaction you are doing with that vendors, the sellers, you are remembering. Hengya the kuvon sadda vanda, amma namma traina, you will immediately remember. That much you are soaked in that. Your ticket where it is to go destination. Like that, another example also I used to give. In this road, Thar road people, they put, no, some ladies also, they work there. And new baby born, 1 month or 2 months baby, she keep that baby in that unjal, engyo marathi keele. And when she is working in that hot sun, she remembers to give milk to that baby. Correct time she goes and gives. How she remembers? How much hard work she is doing, but she is remembering. That means what? That is there in subconscious mind. Like that, Arjuna, you also do your swadharma fighting, but sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara. How mayarpita mano buddhihi. Arpita mano buddhihi, with your mind, manaha, mind, buddhihi, intellect, your emotional mind and your rational intellect, both of them, arpita, fixed. Arpita means fixed, focused, committed, mayi, upon me, the Saguna Ishvara. Upon me, the Saguna Ishvara. Then what? If you remember like that, by giving your mind, heart, everything to me and do your duty, what will happen? Mam eva yeshyasi asamshayam. Doubtlessly, you attain me. Doubtlessly, you attain me. Therefore what? Change your thought pattern. Changing thought pattern clue Bhagavan is giving here. How to change your thought pattern? This is the way you have to change. By giving your mind, buddhi to me, fix upon me and do your duty. This is symbolized. In Bhagavan's form is a symbolical and the form, the name is a symbolical. It's not true nature of God. But Bhagavan's true nature is Nirguna Swarupam. So this is only symbol for me. This is not ultimate. That thinking must be there. You will attain me only. Next shloka. Again, how to remember? The Arjuna's question. How to remember? While doing my actions, by practice. By practice. In the tea atra, you know. இந்த டீ கடையெல்லாம் போனால் நீங்கள் அந்த டீ எல்லாம் ஆத்துறது இல்லை, இப்படியெல்லாம் போட மாட்டான். அவன் வந்து ஹாரிசென்டலாக போடுவான், அப்படியே இப்படி. ஹவ் ஹீ கேன் டூ தட்? யூ ட்ரை. நம்ம போட்ட ஒரு ட்ராப் இருக்காது கப்பில், பட் யூ சீ தட் பர்சன் ஹாரிசென்டலி சேஞ்சிங் த டீ ஒன் கப் டு அனதர் கப், ஜஸ்ட் பை ப்ராக்டிஸ். யூ கோ டு சர்க்கஸ் அண்ட் ஆல் தட் ஜிம்னாஸ்டிக் வென் தே ஆர் டூயிங். How amazing how they are doing in a sheer practice. Arjuna, sheer practice. Eighth shloka. Abhyasa yoga yuktena chetasa nanya gamina paramam purusham divyam யாதி பார்த்தானு சிந்தையன். வெரி நைஸ் ஸ்லோகா. அபியாச ப்ராக்டிஸ். எ மியூசிஷியன் சிங்கிங் 3 hours, கிவிங் எ கான்சர்ட், வி ஆர் ஆல் கிளாப்பிங், பேஷ் பேஷ் ஷபாஷ்னு சொல்கிறோம். யூ நோ ஹவு மெனி அவர்ஸ் தே ப்ராக்டிஸ்? எ கிரிக்கெட் பிளேயர், எ டான்சர், எ மியூசிஷியன், a doctor, an engineer, or anyone for that matter, they're all masters. How they became masters? Not within one day or 2 days. From young age onwards, every day, hours together they spend time. They are committed to that. Adhe tapas, adhe chintanam, adhe adhe da abhyasa. Abhyasa alone makes person perfect. Practice. Practice makes oneself perfect. Abhyasa. Abhyasa yoga yuktena. He partha. Anuchintayan purusham chetasa na anyagamina. Anuchintayan means constantly remembering God, constantly thinking of the Lord, form, name, வென் பிரயாண காலே யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை. இதெல்லாம் பிரயாண கால ஸ்மரணம். ஓகே, வென் வி ஆர் அட் ஹோம், வென் எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் ஃபைன், டூயிங் பூஜா, ரிமெம்பரிங் காட், இட்ஸ் நாட் அ பிக் திங். பட் அட் த டைம் ஆஃப் டெத், வென் வில் இஸ் வெரி ஃபீபிள், யூ ஹாவ் டு ரிமெம்பர். இஃப் எவ்ரி டே யூ டூ, இட் இஸ் ஈஸி. இஃப் எவ்ரி டே யூ ப்ராக்டிஸ், இட் இஸ் ஈஸி. தட்ஸ் வாட் ஹீ சேஸ். புருஷம் அனுசிந்தயன். புருஷம் மீன்ஸ் த லார்ட், சகுண ஈஸ்வர, த ஒன் ஹூ ஃபில்ஸ் எவ்ரி திங். புருஷ மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பூரயதி சர்வம். த ஒன் ஹூ ஃபில்ஸ் எவ்ரி திங் வித் ஹிஸ் சைத்தன்யஸ்வரூபம். புரிஷேதே இது புருஷ, த ஒன் ஹூ ரிசைட்ஸ் இன் த பாடி. தட் புருஷம் த லார்ட் அனுசிந்தயன், கான்ஸ்டன்ட்லி திங்கிங். பை வாட்? சேதசா. சேதசா மீன்ஸ் வித் எ மைண்ட். வித் எ மைண்ட், ஹுச் மைண்ட்? வாட் டைப் ஆஃப் மைண்ட்? நாட் ஆர்டினரி மைண்ட். அன்யகாமினா, ந அன்யகாமினா சேதசா. இட் ஷுட் நாட் பி அன்யகாமி. இட் இஸ் ஷுட் நாட் பி டிஸ்ட்ராக்டட் மைண்ட். இட் ஷுட் நாட் பி எ வேவரிங் மைண்ட். இட் ஷுட் நாட் பி எ ரெஸ்ட்லெஸ் மைண்ட். But na anyagamina, a mind which is endowed with full and full of undistracted, all undistractions, no distractions at all, a focusing mind. Sukshmaya sukshma darshi behiyana. 1 hour, 11:30 to 12:30, I have to forget the entire world. That is called fixed mind. Constantly you are listening my words. 1 hour, ஒரு நிமிஷம் மாதிரி இருக்கு அனு தோணணும். 1 hour இன்னும் முடியலையே, கால் வலி, முட்டி வலி அனு தோணுன்னா டிஸ்ட்ராக்டட் மைண்டுன்னு அர்த்தம். So to remember the Lord all the time, you require an abhyasa. What abhyasa? Yoga abhyasa. Yoga yuktena. Abhyasa yoga yuktena. Ashtanga yoga. 10 commandments. Yama niyama asana pranayama pratyahara dharana dhyana samadhi. 10 commandments of Hinduism. That's what we are seeing in our yoga classes. Already I have explained in the 6th chapter introduction elaborately. Yama niyamas if you follow, asana pranayama and pratyahara, dhyana dharana samadhi, some extent every day you practice. You know why I am conducting yoga classes? Lord Krishna recommends. For a person who does ashtanga yoga abhyasa, Vedanta is a walkover. Not only Vedanta, Upasana is a walkover. Not only Upasana, even worldly achievements are also walkover. For material success also, one requires this Ashtanga Yoga, Abhyasa. That's why after taking sannyasa, I asked Paramardhananda Swamiji, should I continue this yoga teaching? I am teaching from past 25 years. Why I have to teach? Shall I continue? Continue, Anushunar Swamiji. Continue. You need not stop. Because we never take yoga just like exercise. Yoga is a spiritual sadhana. Why I am conducting two yoga classes here? The student, either yoga students have to become Vedanta students, or Vedanta students have to become yoga students. Inna rendum important. Naa poi ipo ella asana panna mudiyadana asana panna mudiyalana pranayama pannu pranayama panna mudiyalana dhyanam pannu dhyanam adhu kuda panna mudiyalana. All the best next birth. Okay, what I can do? If I say, people won't listen. See, Lord Krishna says abhyasa yoga yuktena ashtanga yoga yuktena. When you practice that Ashtanga Yoga, you get Vijatiya Pratyaya Anantarita Sajatiya Pratyaya Pravahaha comes. Distractions, Vijatiya Pratyana, that thoughts, when I am doing Rama Upasana, thoughts, different thoughts should not come. Vijatiya Pratyaya Anantarita, without any dissimilar thoughts, I have to develop similar thoughts, continue in similar thoughts. Sajatiya Pratyaya Pravahaha. That is called Abhyasa. Abhyasa Yoga Yuktena Divyam Paramam Yati Na Samshayam. He Partha Mam Anuchintayan. In this manner, by Abhyasa Yoga, everyday practice, reduce time for other things. Spend time for your sadhana. Kuncha, 1 hour yoga abhyasa and 1 hour upasana, meditation, mantra, japa, all you have to spend. Then paramam divyam yati, one attains the divine kramamukti. Yati means kramamuktim yati prapnoti. Shastra Guru Upadesha Dwara. If without Guru teaching, can I understand all these things? Is it possible? Guru Shonam Bodhina Magpuriya Mating. Without Guru, where is the question to grasp all these things? Divyam, Paramam Divyam, the divine. Parama means supreme, Niratishayam. If I value the highest goal, suppose, what I value, I get it. Remember, what I value, I remember it. What I remember, I will get it. Simple la, idikenna periya vishayam enna. Whatever I value, highest value, top priority for me, definitely I can remember. People complain always, I am not able to concentrate on God, my mind is wavering, my mind is going here and there, I am not remembering Lord's name. Avar pannum bodhu edho illa varudhu, edho yen varudhu. You are giving value to that, not to Rama. Tyagaraja gave the highest value to Rama. Mirabai gave highest value to Krishna. I am giving highest value to gold. How much price is there? I am giving most value to worldly things and all. If I value, definitely I can remember. Not knowing this fact, just we complain. I am not able to remember. Why? Because I am not giving value. Why I am not giving? I do not know the goal of life. What is the highest value in life? People are not knowing. So some teacher is required to remind, what is your goal? What is your highest goal? Top priority. Never miss ippiravi tappinal eppiravi vaikkumo. Therefore, abhyasa yoga yuktena chetasa na anyagamina maam anusmaran paramam divyam yati. Therefore, what now? Bottom line, may you have the Lord as a top priority in your life. World dependence to God dependence. If you are very much mature enough, you have that capacity, God dependence to self dependence. That is here, sadhya mukti. In the level capacity, okay, krama mukti at least. Okay? Not adhogati. At least urdhagati or agati. More in the next class. Purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi harihi om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha harihi om.